Blackstone Audio presents The Tragedy of X by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Mark Peckham. Act 1, Scene 1, The Hamlet, Tuesday, September 8th, 10:30 a.m. The Hamlet, Tuesday, September 8th, 10:30 a.m. Below, shimmering in a blue haze, was the Hudson River. A white sail scudded by, a placid steamboat waddled upstream. The automobile pushed its way along the narrow, winding road, rising steadily. Its two passengers looked out and up. Far above, framed in cloud, were unbelievable medieval turrets, stone ramparts, crenellated battlements, a queerly ancient church spire. Its needlepoint rose out of a sturdy forest of green. The two looked at each other. "I'm beginning to feel like the Connecticut Yankee," said one, shivering slightly. The other, large and square, growled, "Knights in armor, eh?" The car slammed to a stop at a quaint, rude bridge. From a thatched hut nearby stepped a ruddy little old man. He pointed wordlessly at a swinging wooden sign above the door which said in old English characters, "No trespassing. The Hamlet." The large square man leaned out of the automobile window and yelled, "We want to see Drury Lane." "Yes, sir." The little old man hopped forward. "And your admission cards, gentlemen?" The visitors stared and the first man shrugged. The large man said sharply, "Mr. Lane expects us."
"Oh."
The bridge master scratched his gray poll and disappeared into his hut.